Cane, but the cane, I guess the cane production really does encourage a kind of almost a slave-like culture, doesn't it?
It doesn't encourage a slave culture because we know nothing about it.
Yeah.
When I say, hello, morning. Good morning.
Slave's the wrong word. Dependence, like a company. It's like a company town.
You're right. Yeah. When the investors come in here and they see cane, they think about slave.
Yeah.
They figure we're illiterate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're still slaves.
Mm-hmm.
But we, who grew up around here, we know we are not.
Certainly.
And we are, most of us, 99.9% of us, are more intelligent than our parents.
Okay, well, sure.
So how are you going to keep us in that spot?
Yeah,
he don't cause chaos.
Uh-huh.
He will cause chaos.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, hey, what we leaders need to do to make things better off is to wake up and smell the coffee and tell yourself, is the massive of this country put me in, and is the massive that I'm going to look over? Stop looking for Antigua, and if they don't vote for you, I tell you the truth, the next election round here, I don't stay home, I don't hide in the house or something, because I don't see bloodshed.
Uh-huh.
I don't see bloodshed.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get any anybody me except.
You really don't see any difference between the two parties right now, with the Labour Party and the
Mister
Progressive, whatever they're
Mr.
called.
Mister, Labour, maybe slow.
Mm-hmm.
But the PAM Party is what we call the mafia racketeering party.
Is that right? Now, what is that party? What does the PAM mean?
People's Action Movement,
and
that was started by a gangster named Billy. He disappeared now.
Okay?
And I'm going to show you what they do to us.
Okay, tell me about it. Yeah.
It used to be Sinkits, Nevis, and Anguilla.
Yeah, I remember. Three stars.
I was
born in
1956.
Mm-hmm.
Under the statehood state of Sinkits, Nevis, and Anguilla.
Mm-hmm.
In 1967, because of greed and hungry for power, the same party put Nevisions to hate us, Anguillians to hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They say, better keep everything for the Kittishans.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, now that I come a big man and I could read and I could understand, I think for myself, I realize this is what they've done. If we statehood dependent to the British crown, and Sinkits have 45,000 people. Nevis have 15. Anguilla have 8. And the British government send on 5 garbage truck down here. You expect Sinkits to send in new garbage truck to a country which is smaller and have less population? You expect the man to keep them here and send the old one over there?
Okay.
It's like I have a son. I get a brand new car and I have an old one. I have 5 kids. My son have 2. He just married. He just started. You expect me to give my son the brand new car? No.
Okay.
I don't keep the brand new car. I have 5 kids. I got more things to do. And give him the old one. So with that, they take it and make it a political ploy and tell the people, but you don't like them and this and that. So the people end up hating us.
That's a very good analogy, because when I was in Nevis 3 years ago, and they had a vote when I was here. They had a vote about independence. It was very close, but they didn't vote to secede or to separate. But they said the same thing you're saying. But they said when money comes to, when money's given to the islands, that St. Kitts gets so much more.
So much more. Because what?
So much bigger.
Is it mentality, the scope of which these people put them? No, you gotta have a bigger house. You got more maintenance. You catch where I'm coming from?
Sure I do.
Okay, now I come back to the sovereign rights. And Billy getting with the Anguillians.
He was a gangster.
To come in here. They brought in Anguillians here on a boat they call Waspike. To overture Bacha. But whatever happened, Bacha must get a hint, the pepper they ask, kill must.